I am 15 years old. I am speaking about how 5G has affected me. During track last May, I was having stabbing pain in my right foot and numbness in my toes. The pain kept me up through the night, and I was taking the leave 24/7. I developed headaches, back pain, muscle weakness, and depression. I spent the summer going to doctors and missed out on my rodeo season and cross-country seasons. I have had my foot injected, 2 x-rays, 2 MRIs, and a nerve conduction test done on me. They would ask my pain level. Most of the time, it was between an 8 and 9. Last September, I was sent home by the doctors, and they told me there was nothing to do, that they could do for me. The pain and lack of sleep was affecting my grades in school. One weekend, I ended up in the emergency room, and they put me on steroids. Thankfully, our friend that does equine massage called to see how I was doing and suggested me to meet with Beth. I had been living with pain for almost 6 months. She has educated me on 5G and how it affects my body. My muscles are tight, they won't release, and they won't allow me to do what I was able to do before. I qualified for state cross country as a 7th grader, and this year I wasn't even able to compete. Reducing exposure to 5G has helped, but I can't get away from all of it. There are 5G towers near my home and my school. I continue to have myofascial release done every 3 to 4 weeks so I can participate in sports. 5G has affected my health, my grades, and my grades in school, and my ability to compete in sports. This is how 5G has affected my life. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
My name is Pat Nelson, and I'm here concerning 5G. Did you know that 95 out of every 100 American adults owns a cell phone, and worldwide, 3 out of 4 adults now have cell phone access. The wireless industry is one of the fastest growing on Earth, raking in annual sales of $440 billion in 2016. Excuse me. In this article in Democracy Now! Magazine notes that cell phones were first marketed in U.S. consumers in 1980s without any government safety testing. Then a decade later, one of the industrial's owners handpicked researchers, George Carlo, reportedly told top company officials, including leaders of Apple, AT&T, and Motorola, that some industrial commission studies raised serious questions about cell phone safety. On October 7, 1999, Carlos sent letters to industrial CEOs urging them to give consumers, quote, the information they need to make an informed judgment about how much of this unknown risk they wish to assume, unquote. Instead, Cellular Technical Communications and Internet Association reportedly tried to discredit Carlos's finding and had him physically removed from its premises during its annual conference in February of 2000. Our piece in the investigation expose showing you how the cellular industry has worked for 25 years behind the scenes to convince you that cell phones are safe, when in fact, if you look at the independently funded science, the picture is a lot more mixed than that. And there's that smoking gun memo from George Carlos in 1999 telling the CEOs of all of these big companies, quote, look, this stuff is raising serious questions, especially about kids and cancers and genetic damage, unquote. And I think that the real parallel for both big oil...
That's your time, so you need to wrap it up.
Okay, I have one paragraph.
Be quick.
I think that it's really parallel with both big oil and big tobacco. In each case, these big companies were told privately by their own scientists that there are serious questions about their products, whether it's cigarettes, fossil fuel, or cell phones. And in each case, those executives' decisions not to share with the public, but rather to keep that information to themselves while others, while telling the public and telling the press and telling policymakers there is no problem.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you're going to speak to 5G, you know, if you're going to, please don't come up and say the same, not you, I'm sorry, you're done. If anybody's going to come up and speak to 5G, please provide additional information and don't just keep saying the same thing over and over, or we will stop you and ask you to sit down.
Will Kleinsall, sir. I'd like to share with you just about a couple findings from scientists that have talked about 5G. The way in which wireless industries have tried to influence the science research of the effects of cell phone use is called wargaming. Wargaming meant a number of different things. It means finding science that is friendly to industry. It means discrediting science or attempting to discredit scientists. They are critical of industry. And it means trying to put industry-friendly scientists on key advisory boards, such as the World Health Organization. In 2011, the industry made sure to get a number of scientists on the advisory board of consultants with the WHO on the decision all about whether cell phones cause cancer. And that is a contrary to the conflict of interest rules that the WHO has, but the industry managed to circumvent those. It put money into that process, and at the end of the day, in 2011, the WHO called cell phone radiation a possibility. But a number of scientists who were on that committee who were invited said that they wanted to call it probable. And one scientist even wanted to call it known. Additionally, the Natural Toxicology Program of the U.S. government found clear evidence that cell phones can cause cancer. Hartl, the Swedish scientist on the WHO committee who wanted to call cell phone radiation a known cancer risk based on his studies that are a nasty brain tumor that are very difficult to treat. It is not like a specific sort of nodule and you can take out because it goes throughout the brain in long strands. Hartl was especially concerned about the means of the children. Notably, the United States is sorely behind other advanced countries on this. In Britain and France and Israel, the government have issued very strict limitations on cell phone use by children. In the public school in France, there is no iPads, there is no wireless because of the concerns about the health of the children. And in the case of Hartwell in Sweden, once he started to publish the findings of 2002, the industry immediately mobilized to have two of their industry-friendly scientists immediately put out a paper condemning him. At the same time that those two scientists were posing in independent scientists and saying that Dr. Hartl's findings were incoherent, they were consulting to Motorola as expert witnesses in brain tumor cancer. So who are we to believe? There are people out there that say both ways.
Okay. My name is Roxy Ackman. I don't know anything about 5G, so most of you probably know me as the past owner of Zesto. My daughter does now own Zesto. A couple weeks ago on Thursday, I get to work, and we have a food truck parked 2 feet from our picnic area. Calling everybody, thinking, this can't be happening. You know, why is this allowed? I found out there really isn't any rules against it. The cops couldn't do anything. I called Dan and Bob, and they finally got some action on it. He's not there anymore. As far as I know and what I have heard, I am actually in a lawsuit with the lady that rents my building where my beauty shop used to be. And she hired this guy to come down there into a city parking lot to sell. I mean, I don't know what the situation is with food trucks, if they are normally, I thought they paid the person to be parked in their parking lot. But I think we just need to start getting some ordinances set up and some rules set up so this doesn't happen again.
Okay. We do not. They can park in a public street or public place without any. The state health department does inspect them. They did have a. They had had an inspection. I think the thing.
We called
the noise, right?
Well, the noise was the issue, but the fact that they're 2 feet from my business. Was a little annoying. I mean, this guy was not even from South Dakota. He was out of Nebraska. He does pay taxes here, but yet he can park that truck out there on a lot that we pay taxes on. I don't think it's right. I don't think they should be able to sell out of a city-owned property. I think they should have to be on private property and pay that person for the use of being parked there. So I just hope that maybe we can get something started, maybe a first reading or some type of ordinance. I know Sioux Falls has got one. You can check it out, see if that would work here in Mitchell. I don't know. But I just don't want to have to deal with that. I mean, we've been in business in Mitchell for 72 years, and I'm not having somebody like that come in and, granted, he think he had one customer in 2 days, but still. It's very, very maddening. So I just hope that you guys can get started on something that will prevent this.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Hi, my name is Sarah Shod, and I want to give you an update on a cell tower battle in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In February 2021, after 2 years of presentations at city council meetings like this, the Pittsfield City Council asked their local health department to investigate health effects caused by radiation transmitted from a Verizon cell tower. The City Council also asked the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to intervene, but they declined. So the Pittsfield Board of Health began investigations in April 2021. In a meeting where the local residents spoke about their health effects, and experts argued there that the cell tower was not permitted properly and caused severe health issues throughout the town. The board was presented with over 11,000 pages of evidence, studies, scientific reports, and more about the dangers to humans and the environment caused by pulsed and modulated RF radiation transmitted from the Verizon facility tower. On February 2nd, 22, the Pittsfield Board of Health unanimously voted to send Verizon a cease and desist order to resolve the issue of the RF emissions from the Verizon Tower in a residential neighborhood. The board stated that it is our duty to do everything we can to protect the health of our residents. So on April 11th, 22, the formal emergency cease and desist order was sent to Verizon. The order stated that the Verizon facility is a public nuisance, cause of sickness, and a trade which may result in a nuisance or be dangerous to the public health, and further, the Verizon wireless facility directly harms individuals and renders dwellings unfit for human habitation or constitutes condition which may endanger, impair the health or safety of and well-being of occupants as defined in state sanitary code. So this was the first time in the United States that a Board of Health has been able to make the determination that cell towers do cause health effects and should be turned off and relocated to other areas. And so they should be commended. The Pittsfield Board of Health and also the Pittsfield City Council should be commended for their due diligence. And we're asking you to follow and maybe look into this example, and hopefully this will be a part of our community as well. So, and I truly believe that this education and outreach will continue across the country. We'll hear more about it, and because people care about the health of the people and also the planet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paula Bradner. This is a landmark 5G study by New Hampshire Legislative Commission recommends reducing wireless exposure. The state of New Hampshire established a legislative commission to study the environmental and health effects of 5G wireless technology in 2019. They recently completed their final report, which includes 15 recommendations to raise awareness, educate, promote oversight, and reduce radio frequency radiation. The commission met between September 2019 and October 2020 and included 13 members with backgrounds in physics, engineering, electromagnetics, epidemiology, biostatistics, occupational health, toxicology, medicine, public health policy, business, law, and a representative from the wireless industry. They were tasked with answering 8 questions, which included why the insurance industry has exclusions for RF damages, why cell phone manufacturers have legal advice warnings about distance between cell phones and the body, why thousands of peer-reviewed RF studies that show a wide range of health effects, including DNA damage, brain and heart tumors, infertility, and many other ailments, have been ignored by the Federal Communication Commission, why the FCC guidelines do not account for health effects of wireless, why the FCC RF limits are 100 times higher than other countries, why the FCC is ignoring the World Health Organization, the classification of wireless as a possible carcinogen, why when the world's leading scientists signed an appeal to protect public health from wireless radiation, nothing has been done, and why the health effects of ever-growing numbers of pulse signals riding on the electromagnetic waves has not been explored. Early on in their research, the commission learned that they could not discuss 5G without including all things wireless. The commission concluded that all things emitting radio frequency radiation needed to be considered together because of the interaction of all these waves. At the heart of their discussion was whether or not RF affects humans, animals, and nature. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Dennis Schnabel, and my job is a little bit easier here because a lot of the things that have been said are right here in front of me also. But in the same commission that she was talking about, their guidance here was basically to help reduce public exposure. And some of the things that they recommended, and I thought these were good, engage the U.S. government to require the FCC to do an independent review of the RF standards and RF health risks. Require state agencies to include links on their websites about RF radiation from all sources, including 5G, and showing how to minimize exposure, as well as public service announcements warning the RF health risk, especially to children and pregnant women. Require eye-level signage for every 5G antenna in the public right-of-way. Schools and public libraries should change from RF wireless connections for computers, laptops, iPads, and other devices to hardwired connections. Then also they said collect signal strength measurements, including worst case conditions for all wireless facilities, and make that information public. Establish new protocols for measuring RF to better evaluate signal characteristics, taking into account high data rate radiation known to be harmful to human health. In closing, I would just like to encourage you as responsible leaders of the city of Mitchell to research the dangerous effects of 5G RF radiation so that any future decisions concerning the placement or removal of 5G towers would be for the health benefits of all of our city residents. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Denise Hughes, and I live in the Mitchell area near County Fair. I have been affected by the 5G, and it affects my life daily. I was at the last meeting where the 5G was supposed to be addressed, and I was very disappointed in how long the POT license discussions went on versus how short the 5G was allowed. I don't feel that was adequate or was properly addressed. We cannot have a meaningful discussion on 5G in 10 minutes. I don't feel that we are taking citizens' health into proper consideration, and I ask that you put the 5G on the agenda to help properly address with a decent length discussion time frame. Just because you aren't being affected by the 5G doesn't mean others aren't. If a cell phone company tells you wireless is safe, it is like a candy bar salesman telling you that candy bars are diet food. Cell phones companies have something to gain by pushing scientific evidence aside and saying wireless is safe. Independent scientists who have nothing to gain by telling the truth, who have amazed 11,000 pages worth of evidence stating that wireless is completely unsafe and harmful and cannot and should not be ignored. When we allow ourselves to be bought or don't bother to investigate the truth, we are being lazy and not performing our duties and not stewards of our position. When we give up easily, stating there is nothing we can do or we're not being brave, what is our founding fathers had to say? What if they said England was too strong and we cannot break free? Step out of our comfort zone and look objectively at the evidence, and we will certainly see that you need to be brave and do something. Sitting back and doing nothing is not the easy way out. But the most harmful path in the long run for your health, be brave, step up, and fight for what you know is right. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's David Bowerly, and I'm here to speak to 5G. Good evening. This is going to be short. It says the statistics are overwhelming. There are 2.7 billion smartphone users around the world. There are 4.4 billion active internet users, equivalent to 57% of the global population. 77% of Americans have smartphones. The popularity of electronic devices is steadily growing, and time spent on them is increasing as well, according to a recent Nielsen study. On average, Americans spend more than 11 hours a day on their electronic devices. That's all I had there, but if we have a little time left, I'd like to speak a little bit on how it's affected me. For the last year and a half, 2 years, I'd get out of my chair at home and walk. I walk kind of briskly. As soon as I'd stop, whether it was 20 feet or whatever, I'd get dizzy and start spinning. And I've been to the ER for this. They say, well, for whatever reason, maybe your blood pressure's dropping, whatever. But as I started to learn some about this, I hardwired all the devices in my home. And for the most part, that's one away. Unless I come to town and go into an auto parts store, no matter where it is, it'll start out, I'll get a pressure behind my eyes that'll turn into a headache. But like I said, as soon as I get out of my pickup and walk in someplace, stop, everything starts spinning. And I don't have any doubt that this is what it's from. Like I said, you know, for anybody that doubts that, that wants to do an experiment, just hardwire all your devices in your home and see if any of your symptoms lessen or whatever. I mean, that's what I've found. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Carolyn Haig, and I was at the last meeting where they had the 5G addressed, and I was kind of disappointed. It seemed like nobody seemed to care. Well, here's a little behind the scenes information. The former head of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, said to ABC News on 2020, and I quote, "I mean, I believe that the cell phone is safe. Our industry has gone out and aggressively asked the question, can we find a problem? And the answer that has come back is that there is nothing that has come of the research that suggests that there is a linkage between wireless phone and health effects," unquote. To say the least, there is no evidence is a blatant lie. He was told by the scientist, George Carlos, that there are very serious questions with the safety of cell phones. And so to me, the career of Tom Wheeler is an interesting illustration of a very old story in Washington, D.C. How about the regulatory agencies of the federal government get captured by the very industries they're supposed to regulate? So Wheeler left the wireless industry, later went on to head the FCC. And in the meantime, the other way around happened. The FCC vice chair, Baker, now runs the Wireless Association. That is why the Harvard study on this by Norman Elster calls the FCC a captured agency. They've been captured by the industry they're supposed to regulate. And the single best example of this that I can give you is the FCC does not even independently test the radiation levels on these phones. They take what the industry claims and just put it on their website. And that is not good enough. But the part that we're down the road this far and we're not even testing the cell phones is like going back to the 80s. They did the same thing, and we're about to make the same mistake with this technology. 5G technology is what will be required to go on the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things is the idea of your smartphone being connected to your smart car and your smart household so that your appliances, your cell phones, your computers, everything will be connected 24/7. So you can, while you're driving home, turn on your oven so when you get home it's nice and warm and you can make your dinner when you get home. It seems kind of convenient, but there is a health risk to this convenience. And I ask you to consider really researching what you've been given. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mayor and members of the City Council. My name is Steve Simpson. You already heard tonight that there's studies out that say that cell phones can cause cancer. That was a study, the biggest study ever done by the American U.S. government, by the National Toxicology Program. Now, the point that I want to add to this is that just like the tobacco companies, which added nicotine, which is addictive, to their cigarettes, today we have companies deliberately addicting people to the cell technology. Sean Parker, Facebook's founding president, talked about how Facebook was deliberately designed to hook users. He stated, "How do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? We need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post that you put up. That's going to get you to contribute more content. And that's going to get you more likes and comments. It's called social validation feedback." And he also said that they were exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. And he stated, "God only knows what it's doing to your children's brains." Well, the Chinese government did a study on TikTok. Some researchers from analyzed college students. They gave them videos they liked and took brain scans. It showed certain sections of the brain associated with addiction was lit up. Also in America, TikTok is under investigation by a bipartisan group of state attorney generals to determine if the popular short-form video platform negatively affects the health of their younger users. So, like cigarettes, there's companies addicting people to use the technology that we're concerned that's causing cancer. Last month, or 6 weeks ago, I attended a council meeting, and there's like 40-plus agenda items. Only one had a time limit. All the rest had some very interesting discussion from members of this council. And I think this 5G issue deserves some serious thought and from you people on the council and some serious discussion on this issue going forward. And I thank you. I know you, some of you people, I know your hearts and your minds, you want to do what's best. And I believe what's best is to take this issue very seriously, because I've done some research on it, and I think we need to have a very thorough discussion about any activity regarding 5G going forward in Mitchell, South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Cindy Thompson. I'm a resident of the 3rd Ward. I was at the meeting a few weeks back when 5G was on the agenda. I was more than disappointed after sitting here for 3.5 hours listening to people bigger about pot license to see that you limited the 5G discussion to such a short amount of time, which I believe was 10 minutes. And then you closed. We did not even get the chance to discuss it. I know you blame Beth and Sonia, but you have the ability to extend any discussion as needed. It totally appeared to me that it was a planned situation to shut them down. It seems that you don't think this is a topic of interest to you, and you don't care about the thousands of pages of evidence against the safety of 5G and the residents of Mitchell who are having issues, and the fact that the FCC has lost its lawsuit last summer over the fact that their guidelines on safety was severely outdated. I am more than disappointed in the representation of our community. I feel you should be listening and doing all you can to the residents' health. These are the people who have voted you into office. I expect you to do better, and I expect you to put 5G on the agenda for at least an hour discussion to answer questions and for you to question us about the things that you don't understand. If you want citizens to take an interest in your meetings and in the community and to show up at meetings, you need to listen to them. If you want respect, you need to respect those who you are supposed to be representing. You are elected to represent us and not ignore us. 5G and other wireless is not safe for anyone, whether you feel the effects of it or not. Eventually, everyone will feel the effects, but then it will be way too late. After you feel the effects, damage has already been done to your body and to your own personal DNA. If we don't listen to those who are suffering now, the rest of the population will end up in the same boat, and those who are the ones that are warning us from the beginning. Except those people who probably won't be here with us any longer, unless wireless has been unsafe and it is only getting more dangerous with the higher frequencies it goes. I have many friends who are suffering with headaches, tremors, nausea, aches and pains, anxiety, brain fog, bladder incontinence, and sleeping problems, all of which have come on since last year and have worsened since January. I don't think anyone wants to have these kinds of problems. Let's not disregard the people who are suffering, but instead look to the evidence and take some action on this agenda for the people who have voted you into office.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Nancy Talsma, and I'm in Ward 4. And I know that you've been given my story before on how the 5G or the tower on the 37 bypass and 15th Avenue has affected my life negatively and my husband's. And so I'm just here. So many things have been said already. My heart goes out to the young girl because in 2020, when that tower went up close to our house, I started noticing things with unusual tightness in my arms and tightness in my side, and then I'd lay in bed and my legs would tighten up instead of relax. I had pressure in the back of my brain. I went to doctors and they would tell me I'm doing actually better for the things that I had been going to, and they go, you're doing better. And so I walked out and I said, but why am I so tired? I I had a hard time focusing on just making the simple things of a daily routine to get through them or to remember to do them. And I had to drive my husband to his office. I remember this started in September of 2020, and in 2021 I drove my husband to his office in Sioux Falls, and I could not remember the route to get him there. And I had been there before. That's how fast I had digressed from September to April. And so I'm asking, because someone brought up to ask that the towers be relocated. I talked to my neighbor who just moved in from the Letcher area, Woonsocket area, last fall. And her husband was diagnosed with cancer, and there's a straight beamer to their house, and she just told me last month that he was diagnosed with cancer. I just ask that you would maybe talk to Larry Thompson and get the information from him. He's knowledgeable in this, and ask him if these towers that you're allowing to go up are needed and necessary to help us in any way with our efficiency, with our internet and our telephones, and just take the information that he gives you, because he's very knowledgeable in this area, seriously. And again, if it is possible to remove that tower from the bypass of 37 and 15th area, I know that the people in our area would really appreciate it, because I've talked to people who have businesses in that area, and they have health issues too, because of that location, that have kicked in on their lives also since that's been put in there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Cindy Riddle. I've lived in Mitchell 47 years, and I'm just here to express my concerns about the 5G coming to Mitchell. I've read about the studies, and I've talked about the towers not being regulated and how they are dangerous. We know that Mitchell does have several big towers, but the city doesn't seem to know about it. Your job is to know about it, and how are you going to keep, if you don't know, how are you going to keep us safe? And we should be aware of the happenings in our town to be kept safe. So in Mitchell, it's my understanding that the city council cannot regulate the big towers, and they don't have the power to regulate what's on the towers, but they can the small towers. So I really don't want the small ones or the 5G ones going up around Mitchell when they haven't been proven. Also, the cell phones, we know, emit radiation, which is harmful. We all know that. The towers would be even worse, because they are stronger and they're shorter. The big ones are shorter wavelengths, so they're more intense, and they affect the human cells, all animals, as well as our environment. So I am in hopes that the city council can do some research, the effects of these towers and the radiation on our community. Can you provide any research showing that the towers are safe without it being flyers or propaganda from the wireless industry, but actually scientific proof from independent scientists? I do appreciate your time and respect your leadership to address this issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Beth Bauer. I'm in Ward 4. When I was told that we would be on the agenda, I was told we had 10 minutes, and that if the other side showed up, I had 5 minutes. And that led me to believe I'd be addressing some issues I felt needed addressing, and the other side would do the same, and then there would be a discussion. So clearly 10 minutes for 5G is not enough. We need more time. So some of my questions are this. Do you have a 5G plan or guideline established? I think we would all like to see that. Do you have an agreement with Verizon or other wireless companies? Has the city received any funds to put 5G small cells in? Have there been any applications or permits for small cells in Mitchell? Those are some questions that we need to answer, have answers to. I'm asking if you're willing to actually do something like other cities and communities, other people have brought that up to you, and other countries have done in regards to protecting the residents, rather than throwing up your hands and saying there's nothing we can do, because that's not true. You have more power than you think you do in this topic, And I don't think you should be content to sit back and watch people get sick and die, knowing you could do something. Do you realize that ignoring those of us who are concerned and have emailed you and calling you is not legal for you to ignore us? You have to talk with your constituents. You have to respond. It's your jobs. If you sit here and think it's not bothering you, you're actually wrong. It's an invisible threat, but because you haven't done the research or you don't know exactly all about this, you don't realize it's eroding your DNA as we speak. If you started in a genetically better position than those of us who are already suffering, you can count your blessings, but don't discount us. We are the canaries warning you of what is ahead if you don't take notice and do something to stop it. If you continue to do nothing, you will one day be fighting for your life as I currently am. And it will be too late for you. The damage is done and you'll die. Maybe you don't care if I die. Maybe you don't, that doesn't bother you, but it bothers our Heavenly Father. And maybe it won't be you who gets sick in your family. Maybe it will be your children or your grandchildren. And you'll have to watch them suffer, knowing you could have at least tried to do something about this, but you didn't. It may be too late for me, but I fight for all those behind me who have to suffer as I have, die a senseless and painful death from this reversible mess we find ourselves in due to seeking a cheap wireless way versus fiber optic or hardwired options. You need to stop listening to the industry who's profiting from our declining health and listening to the scientists who have studied wireless. America needs to stop being lazy and cheap and do the hard work to preserve future generations in our world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mayor and City officials. I'm Scott Bauer, a ward without representation on the 5G topic. I say that not because I don't have a representative assigned to me, but because no one is representing us on the 5G topic, and no council member has ever responded to my wife's last emails. They told her that they were done talking about this. Since 5G has been installed and deployed, I've been getting headaches almost daily, and it's harder to concentrate along with some memory recall problems. I've taken additional precautions for mine and my wife's health within our homes and our phones. We don't utilize any wireless, so we don't use Wi-Fi at home. We don't use any Bluetooth devices. Our home is 100% hardwired to the internet. We also make deliberate decisions on electronic devices in our home, so we don't and never will have any smart appliance. There's no need for a smart fridge, smart oven, anything like that. We do have a smart TV, but it's in an outlet that we can turn off whenever we're not using it. My coworkers who live and work in the Twin Cities in Minnesota are having even more issues than since they are living and being exposed to more wireless than I am, with the Twin City just being more concentrated. There are many days when my coworkers can't remember steps to correct a problem, which I know they've corrected before, or I've helped them with before. When my wife and I, when we moved to Mitchell in the fall of 2020, it was an improvement to both of our health. However, it's gotten worse since January. We also had a friend stay with us last summer who had an AT&T phone, and they received 5G signal in our home and in town. So there's no doubt that 5G is here in Mitchell. My wife has provided those pictures of proof to you last summer, and yet after that, and as recent as this year, it's still being stated that 5G doesn't exist in Mitchell. I truly don't understand how you can sit there and say things that go against the evidence to the contrary. You can say it's ignorance because we have, or you cannot say it's ignorance because we have educated you. So it's just a lack of concern for the residents of the city or just bad politics. Either way, you need to adjust this by making better decisions with the massive amount of evidence that we have provided you with. And also, I know it's kind of hard to see, but there's a graph here that shows basically polar opposites. There's, for radio frequency research, non-industry studies, so studies that are independent, not associated to any wireless communications, show that there's a 70% of the studies show that there's a harmful effect, and 30% have no effect. But yet, the industry studies, so the ones that are being supplied by the FCC, the ones that are being supplied by Verizon, show that only 32% have harmful effects, and 68% of the studies show no effect, but yet they still have effect. Even if they show a majority in their own funding They still show.
Thank you.
Sonia Vanderdwick from Mitchell Township. Of course, you know I'm here to talk about 5G and actually just in general the health of the community. When you guys had us on the agenda for 10 minutes, it was absolutely disgusting. I'm going to say disgusting because we weren't respected. You said 10 minutes, but nothing else on the agenda was given a limit of time. And just like a couple other people said, this was all planned. You planned this, so we were at the end of a three-hour meeting. You didn't give citizen input, so there were people that came that were ignored. And as you can see tonight, I didn't know everybody was showing up, but there's a lot of people that showed up because those people didn't get to talk before. And when we come up here and we present to you thousands of documents of research, not from the FCC saying it's okay, but actual researchers, and you hear from actual people. I mean, I told you my story about my tremors, okay? I can name all kinds of people that I know. I can tell you college students that are in dorms with Wi-Fi, they're having anxiety, depression, difficulty sleeping, headaches, menstrual problems. I mean, you name it, they're having problems. But nobody's picking it up as that because it's not on people's radar. It's not on the physician's radars. It's not on the nurse's radar. It's not on the PA's radar. It's not on anybody's radar because they haven't been given the information. We think that you're smart enough to take this information and do something because we know each and every one of you care deeply about this community. But if something's not done, it's going to be just like Beth said. I mean, I can tell myself when I'm on my laptop for work or my phone, I start having tremors again. I wear this necklace all the time. I have special stickers for my phone, for my laptop, for my router. I won't allow 5G in my house. And yes, like he said, we do have a 5G tower from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and it has been verified. We've never said that there's small towers of 5G, but if we allow those to come into this community, if you think that there's problems now, the problems will just absolutely skyrocket. And I just implore you guys to please, 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 please look at the information that we gave you. Because to say that there isn't side effects is to just show the ignorance. And I don't want to say that you're ignorant, but to deny the information, and you saw the thousands of pages I brought here last time, to deny that is just to kind of like slap us in the face. And I think you guys are better than that. I think you care, and I wish you would please, please find it in your heart to listen to these people, to really take it to heart, and it's okay to say, okay, we do need to look at this, because we respect you for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Isabella Stewart. I'm in Ward 4. I've spoken to you before. I'm 20 years old, and I have personally been affected by wireless, and I have hyper-electrosensitivity, which is a disability recognized by the federal government. I was in college in Rapid City when I became too ill to continue due to continuous migraines, brain fog, dizziness, chronic fatigue, and nausea. I came home to Mitchell to recover and hope to go back. It became very obvious that not only would I never be able to return to college, but I cannot be outside my home for more than a few hours at a time due to too much wireless in the environment. We have gone through great pains to keep wireless out of our home. Everything in our home is hardwired. We don't use any wireless devices. We have protection on our cell phones. I cannot be around any 5G phones. I cannot be around Bluetooth, and we do not have Wi-Fi or any smart devices. If I am out of my home or use any of the devices I just spoke about, I will get a migraine that can take many days to get over. All of my symptoms will come back, and I am miserable. How can I work anywhere for employment unless from home with these limitations? School would be limited to online, except I cannot sit in front of a computer screen all day because I get sick from that also. It has destroyed every part of my life. I cannot go places where there are crowds due to how many cell phones are present. I get so sick at the doctor's office because of the close proximity of a 5G cell tower that the entire right side of my body doesn't want to work. It becomes difficult to walk, and I cannot use my dominant hand to write because it is my right side that gets affected. You can look at me and say to yourselves, "She looks fine," but you could do the same about someone who is diabetic. Just because you can't see what is happening to me until it gets really bad doesn't mean it isn't happening. just like you can't tell someone has diabetes until they begin to shake from their sugar being too low. Just because they aren't shaking doesn't mean that they still don't have diabetes. Just because you aren't being affected physically doesn't mean I am not, nor does it mean you won't be affected someday because you are being flooded with wireless constantly. Likewise, if a diabetic person told you you should quit eating sugar so much or you would become diabetic and you continue to eat sugar endlessly, you would become diabetic, whether you like it or not. You cannot continue to gorge yourself on something bad and expect to not be affected. No one in their right mind would constantly eat sugar. So why aren't we stopping the massive and constant onslaught of wireless damage? It doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to address council? Mr. Bender.
Hello, everybody. Just, I don't know what to say. Other than technology is going to push its way through, there's no stopping it. Obviously, the community has concerns about this, and I think it's your obligation to do your due diligence and actually look into this and see if whether or not this is a concern that we should, that you should address. I don't know. That's about it. I think you guys really actually should look at this, and because the people are concerned about it, right? That is your job. So that's about it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.